What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I got to tell you, the firing of James Comey has really improved my attitude today. I don't know if he comes across on the BAM user camera, but boy, oh boy. Yes, finally. Finally. Maybe this is the beginning of a trend of Trump reasserting his control over the administration. Let's just hope it's not a flash in the pan. This should be the beginning. Yes, it's going to be the Trump White House, not the neocon White House. Alrighty, getting on back here. Microsoft has issued an emergency fix ahead of their normal monthly, here's a whole bunch of patches for you. The patch is to stop hackers from taking control of computers with a single email. And the bug in Microsoft anti-malware software such as Windows Defender could be exploited without the recipient even opening the message. Now, the fix has been pushed out hours before the usual Tuesday security update. All righty. Let's see. We're going to take a phone call. Rich in Virginia Beach. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hello, Mike. Glad to talk to you. I have never called your show before, but I did want to explain one quick item.
Yes?
I am from the, well, actually, I'm retired military, and I work in the military defense complex, as you put it. And I kind of wanted to explain why it is so expensive to have military work done. The actual military contracts that they, or the contracts that the military puts out for civilian companies to bid on, are so expensive and so technical that it takes so many people to make those contracts work and to jump through all the hoops that they put in front of us, that it just takes an exorbitant amount of people for them to fulfill the contract.
Okay.
So I kind of want to say that really the military industrial complex kind of does it to themselves. It isn't that the contractors that are looking to do the work are actually providing anything, you know, that somebody else couldn't. It's just the requirements are so high and the contractual obligations are so high to meet those contracts that it just takes so many people to do it.
Well, there's no question that the military-industrial complex makes more money the more complex things are. Most of these contracts, as I understand it these days, are bid cost plus. So the more the contract costs, the more profit there is to be made. But again, we see other countries producing very capable weapons at much lower cost and complexity. And I don't know if you were listening to the show yesterday. We were talking about this amazing graduate student, just one guy, who wrote an AI air combat fighting system that ran on a $35 Raspberry Pi computer, and it beat Air Force fighter pilots and Air Force AIs in air combat simulation. So obviously there is a way to get our weapons procured to get better weapons at lower cost, but we don't seem to really be looking for that.
Yes, sir. I certainly understand that. And there, another one, you know, they have the firm fixed price and they have the cost plus price. And those are the two modes of operation that the contracts go out on. And, of course, various companies bid on each one of them. The firm fixed price, there are so many loopholes and things that can happen within those, and they're honestly, to be honest, there are very incompetent people overlooking those programs, and I've been one of the people that used to educate the government on this as a contractor, and it's just unbelievable the amount of incompetence that is within the government on the oversight side of these contracts.
Yes.
That's one of the reasons it's really, really high.
Well, it may be incompetence, and it may just be looking the other way, because we know that there is the military contractors are very generous donors to members of Congress So that's basically, you don't bite the hand that's feeding your campaign. It is a problem. And again, Eisenhower did warn us. He saw the beginnings of this whole military-industrial complex, and he tried to warn us all in his farewell address. We're at a state right now where more than half of every tax dollar goes to the military in one way or the other, and nobody's really sure just how much that is, because some of it is overt, like the budget for the wars, the budget for the Defense Department in general, the budget for the VA, and then there are the black project budgets, which are hidden inside the budgets of other departments, like the Department of Agriculture. So we, the American people, don't actually know what the real spending on the military is, except that it's continually going up. And we've all heard these stories about, a hammer costing, $80, $90 by the time it gets to the front lines with all the military procurement. There are ways to do it better. China does it more cost-effectively. Russia does it more cost-effectively. The illustration with this Raspberry Pi tells us that the high-tech weaponry can be had by scaling down. And certainly one of the areas where this is most known is in software development, because the more people you have working on a software project, the slower it actually goes. And keeping things simple, elegant, and under the control of just a few people who can comprehend what's going on, you can get some very efficient software. The way software is engineered now for the military, look at all the problems they're having with the F-35, where they're even saying the software for the cannon won't be available until 2019. The software for the helmet still cannot properly sort out and fuse the camera views for the transparent fuselage concept. And the networked radar systems are still getting confused over how many and where the targets actually are. And the software is just gargantuan, and it's impossible to manage. And I think that's an area where if the Defense Department really wants to start dealing with some of these issues, they need to start thinking about smaller is actually going to be better in this area and in this regard. Anyway, listen, Rich, thanks an awful lot for the call. Thanks an awful lot for your service to our country. We're going to let you go here, and we're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining the network. And if you have not heard the news yet, Donald Trump just fired FBI Director James Comey. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. And we're going to go back to the phones. Joe in Idaho. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. I'm calling. I'm kind of glad to see Comey getting fired myself.
Me too.
That someone gets installed who will actually investigate all this nonsense about the Russians hacking the American elections and the French elections and other things such as that. But I don't know whether that's going to take place or not. But the topic I'm calling about is because I lived in Ukraine for a while. I have two children that were born there. I was married there. I rebuilt a Soviet apartment. I went to a university there, so I was there, and then ended up with a family. So I have paid attention to Russia. I speak Russian, fluent Russian, and I have paid very close attention to what's going on. I have heard quite a bit of talk about how Turkey is kind of turning its back on the U.S. and that they're a member of NATO, and there's a lot of bad talk about Erdogan, the president of Turkey, that he's a terrible dictator and things such as that. But when we go back and look at what has happened, there was a coup several months ago, or an attempted coup on Mr.
Yes.
Erdogan. He was at a hot springs at the time. He was taking a hot bath. 2 weeks before this, he had apologized to the Russians for shooting down a jet, a Russian jet that was flying to Syria, which the Russians have been invited into Syria by President Assad. He had apologized. He said that the CIA gave him the coordinates on the jet that flew over Turkey for 17 seconds on its way to Syria, and it was shot down. He wanted to apologize for the death of the pilot and the shooting down. I think he was trying to make amends to Russia and started realizing that the CIA was not his friend and possibly not NATO. Russia had a deal to put a pipeline through Turkey, an oil pipeline, and also Turkey is a primary tourist destination for Russians. When they shot down this jet, they stopped the contract for the pipeline and stopped all tourism going to Turkey. So it really hurt Turkey's economy in a way. But while Erdogan was at this hot bath, President Putin called him and warned him and said, there's an attempted coup, they're coming after you, you need to get out of there. That's how come Erdogan survived, is because Putin warned him. Erdogan then blamed the CIA. He definitely blamed the CIA and thought that the United States was trying to take over. When you look at what's actually happening on the ground concerning Russia and that region over there, in 1997, there was a treaty between NATO and the United States and Russia, in which NATO and the United States agreed that they would not move any military hardware any closer towards Russia's borders.
Yes.
It was a treaty. It was a binding treaty. And yet they have encroached and encroached and encroached until they have carried out a coup of President Yanukovych two different times. Once in 2004, it was called the Orange Revolution, and then again in 2014. Yanukovych was elected democratically both times and ousted by these wannabe Polish guys in Western Ukraine who are literally Nazis.
Wait a minute. Yanukovych was ousted in a U.S.-sponsored coup d'etat. George Soros was in there with his NGOs and the CIA, and the reason they wanted Yanukovych out was because he was starting to make nice with Russia. He was rebuffing invitations to merge with the European Union, they wanted Yanukovych out, and they wanted Poroshenko in because Poroshenko would obediently bring Ukraine into the European Union, which was one of the major reasons Crimea then seceded. So part of the reason the world is in such confusion and turmoil is the U.S. government has this really bad habit of going into other people's countries and mucking about with their governments. It's a bad habit, and it really
regime
needs to
change.
Stop. Yeah, regime change.
So when you look at it, I think what I really think, and that I don't think that other people have mentioned, that's why I'm calling, is that Turkey is an object for the United States, as is Ukraine. They've kind of left Belarus alone because the president wouldn't go along with it there. They have military hardware in Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania. They're literally surrounding Russia.
Yes.
I think the ultimate goal is regime change in Russia and the vast amount of resources in Russia. If they could take Russia down, they have their whole world, basically, and they're hoping to buy China off. Now, when you look at Ukraine, Ukraine was the very first Russia. Ukraina is how it's pronounced in Russian. That means Ukrai, means at our land, at our border. This is our place. The first Russia was about 850, 842 A.D., and it was called Kiev Rus. It was actually in Kiev, Ukraine. It's pronounced Kiev, not Kiev. But this is where Russia was. They had their great patriotic war against the Ottoman Empire on Crimea and in Odessa and all that northern Black Sea area. The people in Crimea are all Russian. I never met anyone that wasn't Russian in Crimea. So when Yanukovych was ousted and Poroshenko was put in, they rebelled the same as the eastern all-ethnic Russian part of Ukraine that's now a very hot spot. And people dying there daily almost still.
Yes.
So, The United States has been squawking about these people changing elections and stuff while they literally are taking over one country right after the next, whether it's through a coup over Erdogan or whether it's ousting the Yanukovych two times in Ukraine. This is what's going on, and I'm hoping that Trump will put somebody in there in the FBI that will look at these hacks and find out the definite people who are doing it, because they're pointing at Russia, and we're almost certain that it's not. There's more evidence that there's not than that it is. Russia's
doing.
Well,
we know in the case of the DNC emails, it wasn't a hack anyway. It was a leak, most likely by Seth Rich. Julian Assange even implied it with Seth Rich, who paid for the leak with his life. Anyway, listen, Joe, you are a font of great historical information, and I'd love to give you the rest of the show, but I can't. No, we need to get back to some other things here. But thanks. Very good information. Thanks again, and call in again.
Appreciate your show.
Well, thank you very much. That was a good phone call. We're going to let you go, though, and go to Francis in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you both.
Aloha.
Indeed. You know something, when talking about that student in Trenton, Ohio, that was suspended because he happened to like a photo of an airsoft gun, which I went and actually looked up an article about that when it first happened, and the fact that it occurred around 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening when he was at home. You know something, when they reported that deal, they actually blew the lid off the facts. And it, for people that are still disbelieved that the alphabet soup groups do not monitor what you're doing at home, guess what? Otherwise, how
I didn't get that part of the story. I didn't realize that this kid had liked the photo on Instagram in his home. So they were spying on the kid in his home. He likes an Instagram photo of an airsoft rifle, and they suspend him for 10 days. Boy, what kind of an education are they giving our children to treat them like that? They're trying to condition them to accept total surveillance and total dictatorship.
Well, that's just it, though. They're doing it blatantly in your face, but the problem is a lot of people don't even realize that or even think about it. But the thing is that it's obvious that the alphabet soup groups are doing this because how else would the supervisors or the school administrators know about what this kid was doing at 7 or 8 o'clock at night in his own home? To start with, unless they were informed by the alphabet soup groups to start with about what was going on, the fact that
they don't need to go through the alphabet soup agencies. Remember, there was that big stink about this school that had school issued laptops they gave to the students.
Yeah.
And the laptops had built-in cameras, and it turned out there was software on the laptops that allowed school administrators and teachers to access those webcams while the laptops were in the kids' rooms at home. Yeah.
We don't know that this young man actually had one of those.
No, what I'm saying is that the schools have access to software to directly spy on students without going through the alphabet agencies.
Well, there's that, too.
Yes,
but I think it's pretty blatantly in your face that when you think, I mean, when I first heard the story about it, because I had to look it up back to what it was like just 24 hours after it was reported about what happened, I went back that far as news stories go about what occurred, and I'm like, wait a minute, this happened at this hour of the night, and yet the next day he's called into the office like, whoa, wait a minute, what's wrong with this picture? And so, because when I first heard about it to start with, I'm thinking, well, how in the world does a school administrator or people in the office know about what this kid did the night before? How would they have known about that? Because, one, I mean, if he had done this on the school grounds, I can sort of see their point. But at the same time, when this was done,
We're coming up in a commercial break. Let me finish what I want to say here. Okay, first of all, I think the school overreacted the fact that he liked photo of a gun in the first place.
Thank you.
Second, just as I did not bring my politics onto the campus when I taught computer animation, I don't think the school administration has any say over the children once they leave the campus and go home to say that they have the authority to spy on children and chastise them for incorrect behavior. That's way, way over the top. If I were fortunate enough to have a child and they were in a school that treated them like that, I'd pull them out and I'd homeschool. I absolutely would. Anyway, listen, Francis, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the corporate media is still going agog over the fact that Donald Trump has fired FBI Director James Comey. I'm getting a flood of email, the tone of which is always, it's about time. And I'm in agreement. We're finally actually seeing some decisive action from Donald Trump. And this is a good thing. And we're already getting reactions from the other deep staters. They're in a panic out there. Lindsey Graham is out there saying, I can prove that Trump and Russia are working together. We're going to, and I can imagine over wherever Hillary Clinton is hanging out, the ashtrays are bouncing off the walls already. And I imagine Huma Abedin is getting really, really depressed right about now. Because without James Comey to protect them, and very clearly, Sessions is not on board with this protection. We could actually see some real investigations moving forward. So we're going to see who Trump is going to nominate to be the new head of the FBI. And I imagine there's going to be a lot of opposition in Congress. They don't want a director of the FBI who's actually going to go out and do investigations. It's the last thing they want. All they want are the congressional investigations, which are basically theater pieces. To say, well, the blame spreads everywhere, so nobody gets to go to jail. I hope Trump gets a real hard-nosed investigator in there, not another political cover-up artist. So, it's a good thing. Overall, it's a good thing. Now, getting on back to computers. Burger King pulled a really interesting marketing stunt last month. They had a TV commercial, 15 seconds, that was it. And in the commercial, a voice says, an actor says, "Okay, Google, tell us about the Whopper." And then the Google Home units in the viewers' rooms activated and started talking all about the Whopper burger for far longer than the 15 seconds that Burger King had paid for the actual ad. And, of course, it would just keep on going about how wonderful the Whopper was until somebody says, "Okay, Google, stop." Now, Google and Wikipedia are trying to make fixes to prevent this thing from happening. I think it's an uphill battle. And it's certainly one of the reasons I would not have one of those devices in my home to begin with. But this idea that you have something that's voice-activated near the TV or radio, and somebody on the radio can say, "Okay, Google, tell us about Michael Rivero." I can hear the machines clicking already. So, doesn't matter what technology is invented, somebody's going to turn it to make a fast buck or kill people with it. Now then, over at Spotify. And Spotify is most often credited as the music service most in tune with the pirate mentality, having converted millions of former file shares in recent years. Interestingly, a decade ago, the site actually populated its beta with pirate MP3s, including some that were only available on the Pirate Bay. Kind of a little murky copyright thing there. I'll tell you, as somebody who worked for most of his life in the entertainment industry, I think the entertainment industry as a whole would be better served by sort of pulling back on the nitpicking issues of intellectual property and devote the effort into actually making new product that we're all going to want to watch. Because I think one of the reasons the cable TV industry is in such trouble, so many people are canceling their subscriptions, it's the same stuff over and over and over and over again. Hardly anything new coming along. And that's why people are shutting off their cable subscriptions. We've already seen this show 20 times. Why are we paying to have it come into the home again? There is a need for new content. And the industry is too busy making sure they're getting every penny for what went out before. Most of which, in my opinion, isn't worth the trouble to pirate in the first place. Now, getting on to medicine. Oh, got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And you know who I would like to see as head of the FBI? Trey Gowdy. That's who I want to see as head of the FBI. This guy will go after these high and mighty criminals who thought they were above the law. I think we all ought to get on over to the White House comment line or email the White House and just say, Trey Gowdy. Just put that on out there. I think he would be a great FBI director. He would strike fear into the heart of all these corrupted politicians. Apparently, Susan Rice is having a very negative reaction to the news. Apparently, it took everybody by surprise. Sessions and Trump kept this close to the chest. And it took everybody by surprise. It took me by surprise. I wasn't expecting it. But boy, oh boy. So now all the members of Congress are standing up. They're going to have their statements about why they agree or disagree. Well, you know. Director Comey was doing a wonderful job protecting us from being tarred and feathered by the American people. How dare you remove him? Okay, getting on back to the health and science news. CBS actually ran a report about vaccine injured people being denied benefits. Yesterday, we were talking about this revelation that the law that indemnifies vaccine manufacturers from civil litigation resulting from harm from their products actually only applies to children. And adult vaccines are not covered by that law. And as a result, we're seeing Merck is being hit with multiple class action lawsuits over their shingles vaccine, which you've seen advertised all over the place, because people who are getting that vaccine, they're getting adverse effects. It is triggering shingles in some people. One person lost the eyesight in one eye. There's been at least one death. And Merck is not protected by that indemnification law that says you all have to go to the vaccine court. So everybody's lining on up. But apparently we're seeing this story now where vaccine-injured veterans are being denied benefits. I think everybody understands that when the facade comes down and everybody realizes how much harm has been caused by the vaccines, the pharmaceutical industries are going to be sued out of existence. And everybody's trying to find one way or another that they can protect the money. We must protect the money. Who cares about people? We've got to protect the money. It's a big pile of money. We must worship it. We must protect it. Another story from Natural News about yet another young girl was given the HPV vaccine. She's been left wheelchair bound, feeling like an 80-year-old. And she's having to be homeschooled. It's been 18 months since she had the shot. She can't stand up without getting faint. Can't leave the house without a wheelchair. This is what's going on. Now then, little news about Merck that most people don't know. One of the former presidents of Merck, George W. Merck, during World War II, actually developed biological weapons in the Merck laboratories for the United States government. Maybe he thought it was his patriotic duty. Maybe there was just a lot of money in it. But it certainly shows a lack of, shall we say, humanity to be involved in that kind of stuff. Now then, you've probably been hearing on all kinds of independent media. I haven't even seen it yet all that much on the corporate media. It's just been a quick mention. But apparently there's been a mishap at the Hanford nuclear waste site in the Pacific Northwest. Apparently a tunnel has collapsed at the nuclear plutonium extraction plant. A shelter-in-place order has gone out for all the people working at Hanford and even for some of the people just downstream from it. And as of last report, the airspace over Hanford is now a no-fly zone. Airlines are scrambling to reroute flights. Apparently, there has been a huge release of radiation into the area. And if any of our listeners are living near Hanford, and if you are, I'm sorry, and if you have a radiation meter, please turn it on and let us know what results you're getting. But they've declared a no-fly zone, and it's just a mess. And it is a reminder that all of these facilities to store and process nuclear waste are not designed to last for very long, partly because the radioactive waste itself is highly corrosive, and the neutron flux actually breaks down the material. It's like material fatigue from stress, only it's from neutrons. Which is why this next story ought to be raising hairs on the back of your neck. Now, as you know, over at Fukushima, they've got a major problem. They've been pouring cooling water into this the ruins of these reactors, trying to keep them from getting any warmer than they already are. We know there's spontaneous fission going on down there. They don't know how long it's going to go on. And the plants to process the water and make it safe again keep failing. They're not keeping up. And if you look at Fukushima through Google Earth, you will see it is surrounded by all these storage tanks, just miles and miles of storage tanks with this heavily contaminated wastewater. And so Japan has announced they finally have a solution. The ice wall failed. The water treatment plant failed. They've got a new solution. They are going to build these giant tanks to hold the Fukushima nuclear waste, and they're just going to drop it in the ocean. Problem solved, at least until somebody else is in authority. That is utterly ridiculous. Salt water is highly corrosive. So is the nuclear waste. I don't think it's possible to design a tank that will hold that nuclear waste for its expected lifespan of radioactivity, which in some cases of some of these isotopes is billions of years. They just love to dump things in the ocean because out of sight, out of mind. At the end of World War II, they dumped a lot of surplus weapons, including chemical weapons, into the oceans around Hawaii. And if you have a maritime chart, you know, a professional one, not just a little tourist map, but a professional maritime chart, it's clearly marked out. Don't fish here. Don't have trawling nets here. Probably shouldn't dive here. This is where we left the really icky stuff. And every once in a while, these cases are going to rupture, and the stuff will just flow out into the ocean. Maybe that is the explanation for all the sudden fish die-off off the coast of California. Maybe some of these abandoned chemical munitions that were dumped at the end of World War II, the casings are rupturing. Nobody's testing for it. But it really is, they've made a heck of a mess here. And again, another reminder, you should never let the money junkies make the safety decisions because they're always going to shortchange them. And the illustration of that with regard to Fukushima is the power station at Onagawa. Because the engineer in charge of constructing that plant would not back down on the safety requirements. All the other plants, the engineers were browbeaten down by the money junkies. We need to save money, make this a little smaller. We don't need this, we don't need that. And the engineer at Onagawa made a lot of enemies, but he stood firm. And it's a shame he did not live to see the vindication of his decision, because Onagawa was the only nuclear power station along that coastline that didn't suffer damage during the quake and tsunami. It was possible to build those power stations to not suffer this effect during a quake and tsunami. And most of the power stations, they cut corners to save money. Well, you know, the stockholders want more profit and the executives want more bonuses, so it's a good decision for us to all make. Ridiculous. Now, on to the subject of human-caused global warming. And apparently, over in Canton, New York, yes, it is snowing. It is still snowing. We are on May 9th. It is still snowing. Over in Colorado, they had an horrific hailstorm. Roads looked like they were covered in snow due to the amount of hail that fell yesterday afternoon. Travel delays. It's just amazing. All this. Remember back in 2000, snowfalls are now a thing of the past. Wrong. Now, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt is today reaffirming in an interview on CNBC. He is not a believer in catastrophic man-made global warming, and they are starting to purge the Carbonazi scientific observers at both the EPA and the Department of the Interior. They're getting these Carbonazis and fanatics out, and they're going to get some real scientists in who are not bought and paid for by Al Gore. Now, of course, Al Gore's got his new movie, The Inconvenient Sequel, coming on out in July. It's making the rounds of the various film festivals, and the obedient reviewers are saying it's amazing, it's fantastic, it's incredible, you must see this. And I'm predicting it is going to be a box office bomb, because everybody knows what an absolute fraud the first film was. Nobody's going to go back and see Chapter 2 of More Lies, especially with the memory of a lingering winter and several record-setting winters in our memories. We're tired of being lied to. We're certainly not going to buy a ticket to be lied to some more. Now, surprisingly, over at the George Soros-funded Columbia Journalism Review, they are reporting on the number of scientists who are stepping forward to say that the media attempt to blame hurricanes on man-made climate change is not accurate. And they are absolutely correct, because heat is not what causes a major storm. It is a temperature differential between the air and the ground that causes severe storms. And you can get a major hurricane as much by upper atmospheric cooling as you can by warming the ground. And the proof of that is on the outer gas giant planets of our solar system, which have hurricane-like storms bigger than our entire planet at temperatures hundreds of degrees below zero. So, yeah, the media was, they were fear-mongering. Oh, human-caused global warming, that's why we're getting tornadoes and hurricanes. It's all your fault. If you weren't burning up carbon, there'd be no more hurricanes, which is ridiculous. We know that Earth has always had hurricanes. But it's just nonstop bovine excrement. Now, I'm a dog lover. You probably are aware of that. I love big dogs, big fluffy dogs, roll around on the ground dogs. D-A-W-G, dog. So I was a little upset in this story in the Washington Times where apparently the Department of Veterans Affairs is conducting taxpayer-funded experiments in which dogs are killed to study the effects of methamphetamine and antidepressants on their brains. And nine Democratic lawmakers are out there saying, is this really necessary to be doing this? And said, apparently, Representative Dina Titus of Nevada and eight Los Angeles area lawmakers said, the details of these experiments are alarming. It certainly accounts to animal cruelty. Another story coming out of Natural News, almost all medical studies are bogus. The rate of reproducibility is approaching zero. And if you've ever wanted to read large collections of fake news, look no further than medical science journals. Because the articles that are being published in them, usually to support the sales of a given product, are fraudulent. Richard Harris, who works for NPR, says the result is billions of dollars in fraud, waste, and unnecessary expenditures on big pharma drugs that just do not work, and in some cases can be harmful. Our science in this country has become politicized. It's no longer scientific. It's just another sales tool. And we've abandoned scientific method, and that is a mistake to do, because scientific method exists because of the recognition that an individual scientist is just as easy to corrupt as an individual politician or clergy or anybody else. If you offer them enough money, yeah, they'll write the science report and say, see, I'm a scientist. I got a white coat and a clipboard. Just accept what I say without argument. And the whole system has become corrupted by politics and money junkieism. And that is another reason why I am very upset that our schools are not really teaching science and scientific method to students. They're certainly indoctrinating them with the politicized science, human-caused global warming, blah, 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 blah. But they're not teaching kids how to think, how to analyze, how to check and verify for themselves. And the principle of reproducibility is the bedrock of the scientific method. If I conduct an experiment and I get this result, I should be able to tell you what materials I used, the procedure I used, and you should be able to generate the same result. If you can't, there's a problem. And we're seeing all these so-called medical studies that support big pharma drugs, they can't be reproduced. That's a problem. Remember when the ClimateGate scandal broke and researchers went to Hadley CRU and said, well, The solution is easy. Just give us the raw data and how you analyzed it. Let us reproduce your result that says there's a hockey stick human warming. And Hadley CRU said, no, we erased the raw data. We didn't have enough room on our computer. Didn't have the money to buy an extra little shirt pocket terabyte drive. Just take our word for it. We've got all these pretty expensive charts that we did. And that was the warning right there, that human-caused global warming isn't science, it's politics. Anybody who claims to be a scientist who says the raw data is no longer available or I can't share with you the steps to reproduce my results, they're a con artist, white jacket and all. And it's leading to a nation in which we actually have a flood of ineffective and potentially harmful pharmaceuticals being marketed to us on TV in the name of a fast buck. That's a very dangerous situation. Apparently, Johnson & Johnson lost their talc cancer case to the tune of $110 million. And, again, products put into the market without really knowing. Causes cancer. We'll be right back with the last segment of our show today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And getting on back to the firing of FBI Director James Comey, more and more articles are coming on out. And everybody has a different reason for why the firing took place. Some of them highly speculative. Some of them really don't make any sense. Certainly, whatever the cause right now, it's the end of a long trail of abuses by James Comey. And I think Trump just got fed up. But apparently the recommendation to fire him was from both Attorney General Sessions and the Deputy Attorney General. And Trump said, absolutely, let's go forward with it. Caught a lot of people by surprise. And individuals within our system who thought they were being protected by Comey, they're all out there on the warpath. Trump is Nixon. Trump is Hitler. Russia, Russia, Russia. In fact, one person even sent me an email saying Trump's firing of James Comey proves he's working for Vladimir Putin because Putin was terrified that James Comey was going to find evidence, blah, 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 blah. So everybody's in thrash mode. They haven't strategized their conformity yet, which means coordinate the lies. But it definitely has kicked over an anthill, and I imagine things are going to get very, very interesting as everybody tries to reposition. I certainly hope Trump puts Trey Gowdy in as head of the FBI, and we stop messing around with all this political compromised situation. Or if not Trey Gowdy, let's get somebody from outside who's a known law enforcement expert who has not been compromised by being inside the Beltway. So I think we'll learn a lot about what's really going on when we see who it is Trump nominates to be the new head of the FBI and just how hard Congress fights against the confirmation. So it will be interesting to see. These are going to be interesting, interesting times indeed. In one of the articles, this was actually at the Daily Mail. They're saying that Comey was fired for saying that Huma Abedin had sent hundreds of thousands of emails to Anthony Weiner's laptop. He was exaggerating, yes. But there's no question that the emails were being sent. And now, of course, Huma Abedin is coming on back and saying, well, no, Comey was lying about that as well. I still don't know how they got on the laptop. So everybody's scrambling to cover up. This is good. This is good. Just a whack to the side of that swamp, and everything's starting to squirm. And that will be very, very interesting. Apparently, there has been a laboratory study of common food that is finding glyphosate, a known carcinogen, probable carcinogen, in a lot of common foods like original Cheerios, Honey Nut Cheerios, Wheaties, Trix. It's amazing. This stuff is just everywhere, and it is very, very harmful. So what is the FDA going to do about it? They're going to spend $3 million of your money to propagandize you that GMO foods are good for you. Really? Honest, we wouldn't lie to you. We're the government. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Claire and I are going to go on out. We're going to celebrate the firing of James Comey, also her birthday. And we'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay informed, stay skeptical, take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know, and we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's A-P-P-S-A-P-A-R-T.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.